Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's indeed a pleasure to welcome back into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the amazingly talented, the handsome, and the great singer, Renee De La Garza, is here.
Well, good evening. An intro.
Now, when was the last time someone gave you an intro like that, Renee? It's been a while, right? But all true, and amazingly talented is an understatement. Renee has been a guest on the show before, going back many years ago when he was with doing a lot of work with Opera Providence.
Correct, yeah.
And now University of Rhode Island, professor there.
Right.
And so teacher and singer and not known as a dancer.
No. I'm a factotum in whatever I do.
Oh, that's good. Yes. I have no idea what that means.
That means a doer of everything.
Okay, jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
All right, master of none. And also with us today is David Gilliland. And David is the pianist that is going to be working with Renee, but a first-timer on Conducting Conversations. Welcome to the program, David.
Hello, WCRI.
Yeah, that's good. You got it straight. Yeah, it's a good thing to have the call that is right. That's something, after 20 years, I've never done wrong. I always have that nightmare that I'm going to say, you know, WBZ. But no, I don't. Welcome, David. We're going to find out a little bit about both of these gentlemen and why they're here. But I'll tell you up front, they're here to talk about a concert which is going to be next Sunday at 3 o'clock. At the URI Concert Hall. It's going to be the University Art Series. And the other person involved with this is going to be soprano Melissa Joseph, who couldn't be with us today. But as far as getting all the details, Renee is the guy. He's put it all together, so we'll find out everything we want to know. And David is just here to back him up.
The hot guy.
There you go. Let's start off with you, David, since Renee's been on the show before, and a lot of people in Rhode Island are very familiar with him and his background. But you're a relatively newcomer, correct?
That is correct.
From where?
I moved to Rhode Island from North Carolina, where I was on faculty at Davidson College, and before that at the University of Michigan.
At University of Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
So North Michigan to North Carolina. And North Carolina is a beautiful spot. And now up to Rhode Island, what made you come here? Just the job, or did you know people, or how did that work?
Well, the job certainly was a big factor in that, but my wife has always had a fascination with the sea and living. So this was something that was very exciting for her when the job opportunity presented itself.
Okay, great. So welcome to New England. We don't normally like people that aren't Rhode Islanders, but we'll make
He's fitting in. He's mm-hmm. doing well, very well.
He's doing okay. All right. Well, that's
assimilating.
Definitely enjoying the seafood.
And David, we just mentioned before the show went on the air that I came across your name as involvement with the Mystic River Chorale coming up. So they're a longtime guests on Conducting Conversations. So welcome to that opportunity too. We'll have a show about that. But right now, over to Renee. And Renee, we know that you are, as far as musicians in Rhode Island go, you're pretty much a household name. You've been doing opera for many, many years. If people know are at all interested in that, they know who you are.
Well, I hope so. I've certainly did a lot with Opera Providence, and now the new company that I started, Encore Opera Company. And we've performed all over the place, most recently at Blythwald Mansion, and we did a big concert there. and it was very well received. So we're looking into moving forward, starting an arts and education program, bringing opera to the public schools, and so that's one of the things that I'm also working on,
as well as being involved with the URI University Art Series, right?
Absolutely, right.
Okay, and this performance is going to be next Sunday at 3 o'clock, and is it basically going to be you and Melissa and David?
Yes, the three of us.
Mm-hmm. So no big band. Nelson Riddle won't be there.
He will not.
Okay, or anything like that. But it'll be a full concert, and this is a live concert.
It's a live concert, yeah. We're so pleased to be able to actually have a live audience and applause and all of the accoutrements that go with a live performance. And we certainly have done our lion's share of virtual concerts in the past 12 months.
Sure, so. Yeah. It's great that people are starting to get back to the new normal, as we say. Tickets are available for this still?
Yes, you can get tickets through the department, and also just before the concert. We're hoping to have a good sized audience.
All right. So that's the URI concert at the Upper College Road. Still there, right? They've moved
still
yet.
There. The Fine Arts Building.
The Fine Arts Building. All right. And we'll find out more about the concert, but let's get to some music and get a little mood setting, if you will. Tell us about this first piece you've selected.
Well, this is kind of the third or fourth piece into the concert. I thought it. This is actually a song that Melissa offered up that she would like to sing, and it's by Francis Poulenc, who the song is quite a different genre than he normally composes. It's set in the style of Viennese waltz, and it's a very lovely song. The title is "The Paths of Love."
Ont gardé de notre passage des fleurs effeuillées au sous leurs arbres de nous de rire clair et l'os des jours de
Thank you. That recording, Renee, was not Melissa Joseph, who is going to be on the program, but someone that might be known to the audience, right?
Yes, Beverly Sills, one of my favorite sopranos. I actually got to work with her at the Opera Company of Boston. I had kind of a mistake on stage with her. It wasn't seen because we were coming off stage during the Barber of Seville, and I was singing a small role with a company, and the stairway was very dark and narrow, and I erratically or something happened, and I stepped on her dress, and I heard rip, 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 and I got to the bottom of the stairs, and I said, "Oh, Beverly, I'm so sorry, I stepped on your dress," and she goes, "Don't worry, honey, it's just opera."
see how that is? I remember my dad telling me that about when I was performing. Don't worry, it's just barbershop quartetting.
It's just barbershop, yeah, that's it.
So it's true everywhere. Yeah, and Beverly Sills, we found out we had another connection. She has performed many years ago, at the Music Mansion in Providence, where you've performed many times.
Yeah, it's a great hall.
Yeah,
it's a great hall.
Great space. All right, let's continue about the show that's coming up next Sunday. But David, I just want to include you in here for a moment. Do you have, you're basically accompanying both Renee and Melissa, correct?
Correct.
Are there any performances of your own? Are you doing a piece of your own, or is it just
Well, I happen to be a collaborative piano specialist. I have a doctorate in that. Most of my performing is done with other people, but that's what brings me great joy.
And, right. Okay. And do you find some people easier to work with than others? Or
Absolutely. Of course, Renee is among the easiest to work with. But the point is to support these people in a way that we're able to artistically accomplish the goals that we're collectively working at together. So
right, the final product, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's great. And have you worked with Melissa before, or is this going to be a first time?
First time. Looking forward to it.
And is there rehearsal involved, or do you just kind of show up that day?
Well, I think we actually are meeting the day before.
Right.
So that would be, yeah.
So at least you get to see her and work with her a little bit, right? I mean, unlike Renee, who you may have opportunities during many opportunities to work with here and there, because you're both involved at URI. Mm-hmm. But Melissa is from Boston area?
Originally from Haiti, emigrated to Atlanta, then to Boston, and now she has a contract with Tri-Cities Opera in Binghamton, New York, and she's singing in an opera there. And because of 9/11, there aren't any performances or rehearsals happening in Binghamton, so she was able to get free to come and sing this concert. So we're really happy that she's going to be joining us.
Things all seem to work out,
they
right?
They do.
All right. What piece of music do you have for us next?
Well, next we're going to hear Siboney by Ernesto Lecuona. Lecuona is considered to be the Cuban George Gershwin. He was a very full-bodied composer. He wrote music for piano, orchestra, even zarzuela, which is a Spanish operetta, and wrote some beautiful songs. And this one, Siboney, is one that he wrote when he was in Europe, and he was longing for his country. And Siboney is actually the woman in the poem, but she's actually Cuba.
Okay, all right. Well, listen to that. There you go. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the University Art Series.
Para mí, Siboney.
University Art Series at the University of Rhode Island is what we're talking about tonight. It's going to be next Sunday, 3 o'clock, September 12th, at the Fine Arts Center, URI Concert Hall. And with me is Renee De La Garza, and Renee is the producer, kind of. We could give you the producer hat on this.
I'll take it.
Producer, director, performer. He does a little sweeping up before the show starts. Pretty much everything. And David Gilliland here also. David is the pianist. It'll be with them. And we've been finding out a little bit more about David as a newcomer to Rhode Island. And David, when you're at the school professionally, you're teaching piano? Is that what you teach?
Yeah, I teach accompanying lessons and also music theory.
Music theory.
Yeah.
Music theory 101.
That's exactly it.
And he's good at it.
He's
very good.
Oh, that's great. I always admire musicians, and particularly people that can, you know, read all the little dots on the paper, no matter what they're like. And the ones that always got me were drummers. I don't understand how drummers could read the drum music. I never could figure that out, because it seems like they're never looking at the music.
Well, in orchestral music, they spend a lot of time not playing and counting.
Counting.
Until they come in again.
There you go. Great. So, David, is this something, as far as the piano, is this something you were started out with as a very young person?
Yes. I started when I was 5 and actually kind of transitioned into the jazz world briefly when I was in high school. Got pretty good at that and did some cruise ships and things like that along the way, but kept getting pulled back into the classical world, and have, much like Renee, done pretty much everything there is to do with the piano, including musical theater and opera and chamber music and vocal coaching. Love it all.
Vocal coaching. Okay, yeah. So you can help me out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. Good.
Mm-hmm. Ren and I are going to be calling on you. We're thinking about doing a duet. No, I don't think that would work, would it?
It might be a little low sounding.
Yeah, it might be. It could be rich, though.
It would
be rich sounding.
Absolutely. That's how we resonant.
That's how we would promote it.
That's right.
Right. Renee, let's get back to the concert. And I mentioned earlier in the first segment that Melissa Joseph will be the soprano. She'll be with you. She wasn't able to be with us for this interview, but we'll talk about some of the things she's going to be performing and that you'll be performing. And what's this next piece you have for us?
Well, actually, it's two pieces from the same song cycle by Javier Monsalvage. This is what I call my Cuban set, Ernesto Lecuona. And although Monsalvage is Catalan, he wrote these, he set these songs to poems, and they use a lot of Cuban rhythms like the habanera and the rumba. Actually, there's a rumba rhythm in the second song. The first song is a
For
lullaby.
For Americans, is that rumba?
Rumba, yeah. Yes, for Americans.
Okay.
Anyway, these two songs are quite beautiful. The first one is a lullaby, and the second one is details a dance that occurs, everything is based on Black culture. There's two songs. So they're very, very poignant songs.
Excellent. Here we go.
England, tan chiquitita,
Different kinds of music are going to be involved in this program, and I know we listened to a couple different pieces already. Tell us about this next piece.
Yeah, well, the first part of the concert, other than the opening duet from which is from Handel's Julius Caesar, is not opera. It's from the art song world, and now we're moving into opera, and so we're going to hear one of the very, very famous arias from La Bohème, Musetta's Waltz, or in Italian, Quando Men Vo. And then the second piece that we're going to hear is Ach, ich fühl's, which is from die Zauberflöte, which is the magic flute of Mozart. And that is a very slow, dramatic piece for the soprano. The first one is flippant and very gay, and it's an exciting piece.
All right, we'll listen to those two pieces, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
the University of Rhode Island Artist Series next Sunday. It's going to be at Fine Arts Center at URI. That's the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano. Very happy to be sitting with Renee and David talking about the concert coming up next Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets are still available, so check it out. Be there. Get out and enjoy a live performance. You know, something people haven't been able to do for a while.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Renee, we've talked about quite a bit of different music. We went into the opera world. And now I guess we're going to change from the opera world a little bit.
Right. So we're going to go to a musical, Make Them Hear You from Ragtime, Stephen Flaherty's musical. This is a song sung by the character Cole House, and it's the title of our concert, Make Them Hear You. The second half of the program has a lot to do with social justice, and this song speaks to that.
Tell our story, let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you, make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight that sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you, make them hear you. My path may lead to heaven or hell, and God will say what's best. But one thing he will never say is that I went quietly to my rest. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you, make them hear you. Proclaim it from your pulpit, in your classroom, with your pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then, my brothers, then we'll just demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you, when they hear you, I'll be near you again. Well,
I want to thank you both for coming in to Conducting Conversations tonight and telling us about this performance. It's going to be on September 12th at 3 o'clock at the Fine Arts Center at URI. And, David, I know you're involved with lots of things going on at the university now. Other things coming up down the road?
Sure. Other performances I'll be involved in on the faculty series include a performance later in September with Emmett Goods, our jazz trombone faculty member, featuring Latin-inspired compositions. And in December, a performance with mezzo-soprano Carolyn O'Dwyer, the varied program of all sorts of interesting things, including some arrangements of mine. And hope to see you there.
And you should check the website, right? And all this stuff is kept up to date at the URI website. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Support this concert as well as the others coming down the road. David, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing the information to our WCRI listeners. And pleasure to meet you, and hope to see you many more times here on Conducting Conversations.
It's been my treat.
All right. And Renee, as always, a pleasure to be with you. And,
likewise.
And have you depart some of your vast knowledge and wisdom to our audience. And we have one more set of songs to talk about. And
yes, we do. But before we do that, I just wanted to mention another aria that's on the program, which I would be remiss if I did not mention it. I am Moses the Liberator. This is actually from, this will probably be a Rhode Island premiere. This comes from an opera that was written and performed in 2015 in Oklahoma. And the aria is going to be sung on this program. It's actually from a Harriet Tubman opera.
Okay. Really?
It's a very interesting piece. I think
featuring Melissa Joseph.
Yes, I think our audiences will enjoy this piece. But we're also moving on now to George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. We'll hear Summertime and I Got Plenty of Nuttin'.
All right. Well, you got plenty of a lot of things. Thanks again for being here.
My pleasure.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
got plenty nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. Fred, somebody's gonna rob him while he's out a making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's the way to be. They can steal the rug from my floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize like the stars in the skies are all free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, got heaven the whole day long. There's no use complaining, got my gal, got my lord, got my song. All the day seems with plenty, you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away, away. I ain't a friend about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell? I's glad as alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, got heaven the whole day long. There's no use complaining, got my gal, got my lord, got my song.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.